This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome to the Senior Solutions Real Estate Show, brought to you by the Senior Solutions team at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster.
I don't need your rocking chair.
Only half of Gen Xers have a retirement account, and that is a catastrophe in the making, okay? Let's just boil it down, folks. Gen Xers are between 39 and 54 this year, and less than half of the Gen Xers have a retirement account. Now, that is stunning and very scary, because if you're 54 years of age and you don't have a retirement account yet, you still have time. At 39, you clearly still have time, but in each case, what really pays off in saving money for retirement is the compounding interest and value increase over many years tax-free over that account. So stop what you're doing. Make a deposit and start your retirement account today. Even if it's a little something, start it and get that ball rolling. We cannot go through life assuming that somebody else is going to be there to take care of us when we get older. You cannot walk through your life believing that the government is going to be there to catch me when I fall. Your parents won't be there, the government won't be there, but you'll be there and you'll want that money. Make as much as you can, save as much as you can. If you don't save now, you won't be able to live well. So set it up, have money pulled out every month from your account and have it automatically go into a fund that is managed by somebody else, so you don't even have to think about it. You just get the same. You get a certain amount of money. You don't think about your retirement. The money just goes into that retirement account, and you save it for the future.
Stop this train. I want to get off and go home again.
Hey, you're getting older, and you're thinking about possibly refreshing, maybe remodeling, or whether I should possibly relocate. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I chatted about one of the changes in the D.C. zoning laws that I think is going to happen into light industrial zoning, where we're going to see high-rise apartment buildings and condominium buildings go in places that previously did not have them, primarily because there's not enough stock in Washington, D.C. right now. And the cheapest way to increase the stock is to change the zoning, okay, versus rehabilitating office buildings or doing something else like that. Truly, the same is the case in residential real estate. If you are thinking about relocating out of your home, first think about your house. Think about whether you could age in place where it is, or perhaps build a granny pod, as they're called. It's essentially a one-bedroom, one full bath, little kitchenette addition off the back of the house, or redo your basement to allow for something like this, and then rent the rest of your house out, possibly. Okay, if you can apply for an accessory dwelling unit, get money coming in. There's an opportunity for you to increase income as you're getting older, but still continue to live in the house. If the stairs are too much, if the location is bad, the amount of property is too much for you to maintain any longer, and it's time to just simplify, fine. Call us today if that's you, because we have a guide for you called the Market Ready Guide and another guide called the Right Sizing Guide. These two guides will give you the insight you need to know how to prepare to sell and also how to go through getting rid of all that stuff you've got. I tell the story of Jim and Phyllis. Jim and Phyllis were referred to me to help them sell their house. I went over the first time to their property and I walked in the front door and there was just too much stuff in the foyer. But that's not uncommon, and I'm not judgmental, but it was just a lot of stuff. I looked in the family room, there was stuff there, and on the kitchen counters were full. And then they walked me back down the hallway, past the bedrooms in this Rambler-style house, and the beds are in there with stuff piled up on the beds. And Phyllis was kind of sheepish, and she said, we're getting ready. And I walk into the master, and there's stuff everywhere, lining the floors up the edge of the bed and in the master bathroom. They had one of those gorgeous reclining soaking tubs, the champagne glasses, the champagne bottle that the builder put up, and there's this reclining tub. I walked in, and there was stuff lining the inside of the tub, and I walked over to the shower, and I opened the shower door, and inside the shower door, hanging up on the shower head, were five or six or seven shirts and a couple of sweaters. And I turned and looked back at Phyllis, and she said, "Oh, don't worry. We take it out when we shower." You know, Jim and Phyllis were finally ready, where the pain had gotten to the point where they were ready for change. In their life, that house became unmanageable. No longer did they want to have the encumbrances of all that they owned, and instead they wanted to simplify their life. And like many of us, sometimes it's a physical ailment that precipitates our need for change. Sometimes it's a familial change, the loss of a spouse, or possibly a desire to move closer to kids. The reality is, you have to make that decision that you're ready for change before you'll actually change. And coming to that is something you do by yourself. It doesn't matter how many people tell you you need to change your life. You might say to them every time, yeah, you're right. How many times have you said that? Well, if it's as many times as I have, then you probably can't count them, you know, but like 60,000 times on your fingers and your toes, right? I know so many times I said, yeah, you're right. But I wasn't willing to make the change in my life because the pain wasn't great enough. You have to decide if the time has come and the house that you're in right now is no longer suiting the life you want to live, your preferable future, what does that really look like to you? And decide that you've had enough and you're no longer allowing what you own to own you. You have to come to that decision. I don't care what it takes. I will start a process today, and like weightlifting or dieting or Bible study or anything you might do, it is through the exercise of that faith and the choice that you make that you see change, and it takes time and it's uncomfortable and it requires discipline and there's some sacrifice. But at the end of the day, what you get is what you really want. It's the freedom to enjoy your life and not have the things hold you back from that. So if you're thinking about renovating or relocating, and you're trying to evaluate what those seven options are for where you could potentially live, read our blog on that very thing at ericstewartgroup.com. Subscribe to our blog. We have an article, which at this point has, I think it's something like 110,000 folks have read this particular article on what are the seven choices for any of us for where we could live. It really sets it out there, makes it very simple to understand. Go to ericstewartgroup.com to register there. And if you're at that point where I need support in that process, that's where we help, because we are seniors real estate specialists. And whether it's Helen Flynn, Terry Labui, or Jim Beckley, or Debbie Zeck, or Dan Quinn, or Robert Garcia, or myself, or any of the other members of our group, we all of us know how to help you and guide you through your process and evaluate what you have. Think about how to get rid of it, give you the resources you need for how to get rid of the things that you have. We'll guide you through that process. And please, if you think of your situation as helpless, frozen, bags lining the stairs as you go up, shoes outside your closet all over, you're at that point where you think, I can't. I pick up one thing and I've got three new things there. I don't know how to make this move. Please don't. Don't give up the opportunity that you have to have somebody give you some guidance and at least get you started, even if it takes you 5 to 10 years. You got it? We're for you. We want to see you succeed. And if you're thinking about relocating, we can guide you through what are those options if you're interested. Call us today at 1-800-900-9104. One last brief mention. I had one of our listeners ask me about a family member who's a real estate agent that they wanted to work with, but they're unsure about their professionalism because of their skill set. And they're struggling with a loyalty issue to the family member and whether they should hire them because they're family or whether they should go to a professional agent that they have full confidence in. And this is a difficult, difficult decision to make for anybody. There are specific tactics for how to handle that. If you're trying to figure your way through that, I will answer that question specifically at the November 9th How to Sell Your Home for Top Dollar seminar. If you've got a family member, you're trying to figure out how to care for that, whether you're the seller of the property or whether you're a family member who's a real estate agent, you want to find out more about how to handle that, come out November 9th. Call us today at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com to register. That wraps it for the Senior Solutions Show. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home.